From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Broward County School District is at an impasse with its teaching force over salary increases. Teachers protested on street corners throughout the county yesterday. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports they want the public to support them during an upcoming school board meeting.
Teachers wore red t-shirts, waved signs, and rang cowbells on the busy street corner outside the Northwest Regional Library in Coral Springs. They were stationed at 19 locations throughout the day, hoping to put some pressure on the school district to meet their salary demands. Anna Fusco is the Broward Teachers Union president.
Everything we do in our schools, when we come in early, when we stay extra, when we take into our own pockets for your students, that it's the moral responsibility of the district to make sure that teachers and every other employee is compensated, and they're not doing it.
The union has asked for up to a 5% increase on top of the supplements teachers already received after the 2018 ballot referendum. The district offered 1.5%. The two sides are now at impasse. A school board hearing on the negotiation is scheduled for 5 p.m. on March 10th at Plantation High School. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Coral Springs.
The Broward County School District did not immediately return a request for comment. A plan that would fold Florida's youngest and smallest colleges into the University of Florida was backed by a key House committee this week. The measure strips Sarasota's New College of Florida and Lakeland's Florida Polytechnic University from their independent status. Republican State Rep. Randy Fine of Palm Bay is basing his bill on the school's cost per degree, which he says are far higher than at other public universities. But Florida Polytechnic University President Randy Aven says those numbers don't reflect the truth.
The cost per degree is simply the amount that was appropriated to the university divided by the number of students. It neglects the fact that that figure for Florida Poly represents our first graduating class, which was by far the lowest and smallest class that we had.
The measure now goes before the full House for a vote. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.